Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Friend Without Benefits, where the only benefit you are getting out of this podcast is listening to two friends talk shit for an hour every single week.
So on this week's episode of the podcast, Anna becomes a reality TV star. We talk about James Bond. We're potentially going to the cinema after this. And also, we dive deep into your deepest, darkest secrets. So sit back, relax, and maybe actually put headphones in for this one, because we talk about sex. Eww, vaginas and penises! Enjoy. Before we get started, don't forget to follow our Instagram page at Friends Without Benefits with an extra S on the end. Here you'll be able to find exclusive bonus content from our podcast each week, and you'll also find out what special guests will be joining us ahead of time.
Over on the Friends Without Benefits Instagram, you can DM us any juicy dilemmas, questions, or confessions for a chance to be featured on the podcast in our messy group chat segment.
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you'll be able to watch the best bits of each episode.
Now that's all done, let's get into the podcast.
And you'll find your fire exits to your left and to your right.
Wait, you guys, we just planning to go to the cinema.
Guys, I've already seen this film, but it is so,
what
so good.
What cinema
do
we go to?
We could go to any. Every Man Up, Dean's Gate, is really, really
nice. I've
actually
never been to Every Man.
Oh, it's nice. We could sit and have a little drinky poo before if we went a bit earlier.
Oh, babe, I would love that. Every Man, let me just have a look.
Hello, Coraline. It's me, Mr. Bobinski, and these are my dancing.
It doesn't say, but when I looked on the origin, it said like running time like 2 hours 52 minutes. So does that include adverts?
That's just a full from. No, that's like from when, like, say you edited a video. Do you, if it's on for 9 minutes and YouTube puts 3 ads in front, do you include that? Mr. Bobinski, you're very silly, aren't
you?
Oh,
I just typed in. Oh my god, James Bond, Every Man. I just typed in James Bond, running.
James
man.
Charles.
Every Man.
James Charles, Every Man. One man to my pum pum, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even mean to search that. What am I doing?
Sorry, guys, this is a real little moment of an episode. We are going to keep all this in.
James Bond, running time.
We've basically...
No time to die. Oh,
yeah, that's correct. That's so great. Me and Anna are, again, pre-filming some episodes. We've just filmed with Jazz and Sophie, so I hope you enjoyed the last episode. It is literally 10 minutes later. And we're back again. The delusions kicked in about Mr. Robinski. What was that?
163 minutes.
Yep.
Which is 2 hours 3 minutes. No, it's not. 2 hours 43 minutes.
Yes. So it's probably like 3 hours, including the ads. The ads are on for another like 15, 20 minutes.
Midnight.
He had a joke. I mean, I'm fine to do that.
I don't mind doing that. I'll just go to bed as soon as I get in.
Yeah, same. I probably will have to edit him off. Fiddlesticks. Let's see.
Hang on. Potential. Oh, no. If we go to Odeon, though, they're on at much better times.
We could do Odeon. The Everyman is nice, but like, it's not a be-all and end-all.
It's on at 6, 7,
oh,
and 10
gorge.
Past 8.
Yeah, 6 or 7 is more looking
like
more
gorgeous. I think 7's more
gorgeous, yeah.
Because then we'll be out by half 10.
Yeah, that's fine, because I'll probably have to edit when I get home.
Ah! I love the cinema, so I'm getting Tango Ice Blast.
Because it's gaming me down. Do you know a lot of cinemas don't do Tango Ice Blast anymore?
Well, that's a crime, because that's the best part about cinema.
Cineworld have got, like, it's still a slushy, but it's a different brand, and it's got, like, Vimto flavours and stuff.
No. What's the point? Don't
do
it that part,
is it? I think it's only Vue, actually, that still do Tango Ice Blast. Never been to an Odeon cinema.
Oh, my God, it's not even... I know it is Odeon where I'm thinking. Have you not been to that Odeon?
I've never been to
literally
an Odeon.
30 seconds away.
Nope. Is it behind the Sunbed shop? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been, but I've seen it, Mr. Bobinski.
I went there on my own to watch that film.
Sad Little Life, JD.
It was Sad Little Life. I sat there with those loads of couples around me and I was just sat on my own watching Escape Room.
I've already watched this James Bond film basically on my mum's birthday, like last weekend. A couple of weekends ago for you guys listening. I took my mum to watch James Bond, me and Lewis. So I literally saw it last week. But I keep hiccuping. I will see it again.
I'm very excited. I'm going to get some nachos. I'm going to get some sweets.
It's very fun.
So now we've got this evening's plan sorted. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Now we do a podcast. So we're pre-recording again.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise, because we always have stuff. We plan to
film. We always have stuff. I'm sat here with nothing. Anna always has stuff. And as the co-host, I have to then get my shit together as well.
But it's good because it keeps us all in line.
Oh, no, yeah, it is good.
Schedule, but we plan to film it every single Monday. That stuck for like two episodes, and now we're pre-recording again.
It's because Mondays are very busy, actually.
Mondays are always the busiest day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But
and then it fizzles out towards a Wednesday, and
yeah,
then Thursday, Friday is like again.
So today we're filming this on a Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and we're pre-recording because I am going into the locked-in house. So when you guys are listening to this, I am not allowed social media, I'm not allowed my phone, I'm having a full two-week detox with nine other YouTubers who I keep getting shit for because in my video I was like, I don't know any of them, and at the time I filmed that, I didn't know who was going in with me, and then they sent me the trailer and I actually did know some of the people. So all the comments on Millie's video were like, oh, Anastasia's just such a bitch, she said she didn't know you.
Oh really?
I fucking, like, obviously I know Millie, I know quite a few of the people.
Well, you just didn't know the lineup.
But I didn't know the lineup when I filmed my video.
Oh fuck.
And then I put the trailer in after, so I probably should have re-edited that a little bit better.
Oh right.
But so I was getting of shit, but I do in fact know some of the people, but not well. Like, I've never had, Minnie was saying this in her video as well, I've never had a proper conversation with Minnie, like, ever.
Really?
Yeah,
I fucking love Minnie.
I've never had, like, we've spoken obviously, but we've never had a proper conversation, but now we're going to come out of here probably joint at the hip.
Yeah, so
that's fun. So please watch me, please go.
It's
going
to be really
nice
interesting
comments.
To watch, actually. I'm really excited to watch it. I don't know, like, how you're going to cope without your phone, which sounds so stupid, but I actually do think you will be a bit like
I feel like
right in your pocket.
I feel like for a couple of days I'll be fine, and then after that I'm gonna be like, fuck. Like, once I'm into my new routine and whatever that's gonna be in the house, like, there's a gym in there, so I'm gonna start going to the gym every day because I have nothing else to do.
But to be fair, actually, it's not as though you sat without your phone with also nothing to do. Like, you're gonna be constantly doing things. Like, when you're on holiday, I rarely go on my phone anyway.
That's true. I mean, I've got endless of people to get to know in there and talk to. And
well, not endless, but there is nine.
Well, there's nine, but like, that's to get to know nine people in 2 weeks.
Nine people that Anna never heard of before. She still doesn't know any of them. She's such a bitch.
Obviously, they'll chuck people in as well. Like, there's rumours.
What would you do if I went in?
Probably cry. I feel like I'd get very emotional.
What would you do? That'd be so fun. Should I message
you? I pretend I didn't know you, actually. I'd be like, who?
She probably would. She'd probably be like, oh my God. I wanted this for myself, fuck off. That'd be fun. I might just get crushed. I might just run in, like, producers don't know about it, and I just
they
crash.
Do messages from home in one of the episodes.
I say, hey,
so
queen,
you guys can all send me a video.
It's me. We'll send you in a cover.
Oh, please do. You get 10 seconds to choose a good song.
Oh, bloody hell. 10 seconds, that's...
It is very short.
It's like Snapchat.
Yeah, it's very,
when Snapchat
short.
Was 10 seconds.
Now it's a minute, isn't it?
Babe, I feel like you can film a full movie on Snapchat. Do you not see my snaps that I send in of my little adventures?
No, I skip them. I watch some of them sometimes, but you do send a lot into the group chat.
I love it. Whilst Anna is in lockdown, I am...
Going to London?
I'm in London for a little bit, for a little moment, filming a video. Very fun, you know, getting back on the grind.
How many times have we heard Byron say that at least twice a week for the last year?
And do you know what I have written in my notes? My video schedule. I have one of the videos
That's
filmed,
video
edited,
serious.
And ready to go up. I will have the other video filmed for not this week and the weekend after tonight. Just will be on my SD card ready to edit.
Oh my Lord.
I've got vlogs ready to edit. I will also be vlogging tomorrow, which then is not next Wednesday's video, the Wednesday after that's video.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
This is very unheard of.
I'm filming a little Halloween moment on Halloween this weekend. So I'm going to film it this weekend, which will be ready to go up.
Oh my god.
I just hope I can edit it all. Like, I feel like I'm filming on the Saturday, a little Halloween spooky moment, but then it's got to go up on the Sunday, and I'm also going to a Halloween party on the Saturday.
Well, you don't expect a Halloween video then, guys, because you're not going to get it.
You might get it on the Monday. Get ready with me for Halloween after Halloween.
Because you drink and then you're running off the next day.
Queen shit.
So you are not getting a video on Sunday.
No, you won't. They will. If not, I've already got to have videos filmed and edited hopefully by then anyway. So if you don't get a Halloween video, you will get something. Maybe a little 10 a.m. surprise on Sunday. So I upload at 10.
Yeah.
Give you some
Has always shit. Has his, like, I can't upload at the same time as you. I'm going to put my video up and I'm going to put it up half an hour later. I'm like, why?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Why don't you start uploading at 10 a.m. as well?
Because I'm not even awake for 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
Why? Queen. Very good upload time. Not many people upload at 10 a.m.
So you're such a queen.
I know.
You really should just, like, have a lion maybe on Sunday instead of being up for 10 a.m.
Oh, no, I never have a lion past 10 because I'm always up.
I remember in London when we lived in London. Okay,
when we lived in London.
You would set an alarm. I remember there's been times where I've been laying in bed and an alarm go off and I turn around and you're like with your false nails on your screen that like little tapping away and I'm like, what the fuck is she doing?
Program a video and then I go back to bed.
Yeah, she's there like and then 2 minutes later she's back asleep. Ooh, bougie restaurant and bar have sent me a little DM on Instagram.
You're joking.
I'm not, babe. I'm really not. Look, sent a photo.
A photo? It's going to be the bill. Babe, that's ever so exciting.
Mr. Bobinski were my dancing mice.
I
you
love
need to watch Coraline. I would rather watch Coraline tonight, actually, than go to the cinema and watch James Bond.
Then why don't you watch Coraline?
Because I want you to experience James Bond.
Okay. I would like a Tango Ice Mask.
Okay.
And
then
some...
You can order Tango Ice
Mask.
I would love some. Okay. Well, we'll decide. I guess we'll just see what time we get finished working.
If not, I can order a Tango Ice
Mask. Yeah, that's what I thought. I really want to watch the new After as well. I was messaging Lucy's mum about it yesterday.
Oh my god, I watched it the other day. It's so good.
Is it though?
Yeah, it's really good. But the ending is like, they've already filmed number 4.
Oh, so there is another one?
There's 5. They're going to do another one. Bitch. But like, this one isn't as much about their love story. It's more about their family. I can't explain it, but it's very good.
After We Fell.
I love Hero.
He looks like someone that we both know.
Yes, he does.
It's just, since a that, lot. I can't really get it.
Like a lot,
it.
Like someone we both know.
Can't really get it. Pasty, can we?
He's gorgeous, though. I actually love him. But then maybe I don't know if I would fancy him if I saw him walking down the street in like a roadman outfit. I don't know if I'd fancy him.
Well, babe, why would he be walking down the street in a roadman outfit?
Because I feel like that's like what he's like.
Are you
have you not seen the videos of him?
No.
Oh, I'll have to show you the videos of him. Really
he looks there. Very much like he would not be wearing a roadman outfit.
No.
He'd be in foot asylum head to toe.
No, he's the videos I've seen.
Really?
Yes.
He reminds me like a Timothy Chalamet.
Not at all.
Really?
I mean, maybe he's changed, but not at all from the videos Chalamet. I've seen from when he was younger. But then I think, I don't know, I look at him and I'm like, oh, it's when he goes, fucking Trevor.
He he's not my type. He looks too clean cut for what I'd find attractive. He doesn't look scruffy enough. Yeah.
I don't think he looks very. No, he doesn't. I thought he looked scruffier in 1 and 2 than 3. In 3, he's got a new haircut.
He's good looking, but I don't. He's not like. I wouldn't be like, oh my god, I fancy him. Like, he just looks. Yeah, not.
He's
not
very British.
Me. Speaking of Timothy Chalamet, he is the new Willy Wonka. What
yes,
are your opinions on that?
I mean, I only really saw it on Twitter once, so I don't really know much about it, but I think he'll be good.
I think he'll be good.
I can envision him in that role.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it will be good, but the Johnny Depp, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, I don't think you can ever beat.
I don't feel like it's going to be the same storyline, though, because it's called... Is it not just called Wonka?
Oh, is it?
I don't think the film's called... Well, the film's not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's not about Charlie.
Oh, so it's probably
I think
just
it's just about
be...
him.
Oh, that'll be fun, though. He reminds me a lot of the original.
I don't know, no.
Do you think?
No. What is the guy's name who does the original?
I can't think of his name.
I watched that the other day, actually. I watched it on your Amazon Prime, yeah. Because I wanted to watch, so I absolutely love that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. But they've took it off Netflix.
I didn't even realise it was on Netflix.
I'm sure it was on Netflix. So I went for a period of time watching it quite frequently, and they've took it off. But I think they've done it purposely. Because I looked to watch it when I saw that Timothy Chalamet were doing.
Oh, they've definitely done it on purpose then, so people go and watch the new one.
So I went to look, we're like, oh fuck, like spots of an image to think, oh, I'll go and watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and it weren't there. So then I went on Amazon, searched it on there, and they only have the original.
I've not watched that film in years, actually. But I love it. It's one of my favourite films.
It is good. But re-watching it is, like, I don't know. I like watching all them old films, but I just think that some bits of it just are really shit, like, shit.
I don't know if I'm about to say. Are you on about the old, old one, or, like, the one with Johnny Depp in?
No, not the one with Johnny Depp in, the old, old one.
Did it not say
Chocolate and the Chocolate. What is wrong with me today? Why have I searched that? Don't you think chocolate's such a weird word to spell?
I think every word's weird when you type it like three times. I could look at it and think, how is that a word?
Oh my god, it was released in 1971.
Jesus.
Gene Wilder. Gene. I do love that one, but I'm excited for the new one. I think it'll be good, and I think he's a great actor.
I'm excited for the new one, actually. Yeah, well, I actually say that, I don't know if I've seen anything with Timothy.
I just keep seeing people's TikToks. They're filming it in Bath, aren't they? But it's really, like, I don't understand how. I'm excited to see what it looks like, because there's so many people around constantly. I don't know how any of the audio's clear from what he's saying, because there's literally people stood at, like, the thing where they're filming him.
And filming.
Filming him. And how are they not going to be in the background? Like, I really...
Yeah, I saw that on a couple of people's Instagram stories. Eddie
I've
Darby.
Seen it,
or, I'm not sure how you say it. I always get a name.
Elle Darby.
Is it Elle? But yeah, she was in Bath and she took pictures of them filming.
Oh, really?
On her Instagram story, yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, moving on to the main topic of today's podcast, we are going to talk about. In the Bedroom Horror Stories. Sorry, I've got wired, but on Instagram there. And I got sent so many, and I was pissing myself at them when I was reading through them. Because I obviously know that, like, things go wrong and, like, shit happens. But when you actually read people's stories, you think, surely not. So we're just going to do a big episode of the Messy Group Chat and discuss some that have gone
wrong.
So I'm going to give you my phone, Byron, because I've read a few of these already.
Queen.
And you can read them out and then we can discuss and then we'll swap back.
Oh, someone said, my husband and I were his mother's back in our early days. He wanted to try bondage. I had him tied to his headboard and naked. His mum starts walking down the hall, but I've tied the ropes too tight, so I just had to throw a blanket over him to cover his willy. I stared her in the face as she realised what was going off. She didn't talk to me for a year and still hardly talks to me now. Lol.
That's awful. I feel like that happened to quite a lot of people, though.
Why? Like, you just shout, don't come in. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I would scream, do not come in the room.
I would be mortified, like, more for myself, like...
If my mum walked in the room and me or my significant other was tied up to the headboard, I actually would be able to look at my mum in the face again.
I'd rather the other person's mum... I'd rather me be tied to the other person's bed and their mum walk in than have my mum see me like that. Because, like, fair enough, you can... With your own mum, you have to see her all the time. With their mum, you don't necessarily have to see them as frequently.
That is very true, but then I also would never want to face them again.
Oh no, yeah, that is also a thing.
Like, imagine if your partner's other, like, mum saw you tied up.
Other mother.
Like, imagine if they saw you tied up.
Yeah, no, that's just not fun. But also tied up to the headboard in what, like, what?
Well, in my, like, not that I'm trying to envision stories, but I also have, like...
In my head, I'm thinking Jesus Christ on his
In my head, cross. I'm thinking, like, arms, like, stretched apart, like, legs tied, like, fully, like, sprawled out. And then I'm just not being able to move. Like, there's nothing you can do. Like, you're just there.
That's my... I feel like I would never, like, have myself... I have a real tickle phobia. Like,
a tickle phobia?
My actual worst nightmare is being tied like Jesus Christ himself, God bless his soul, what a lovely man, in that position with my armpits on display and someone tickling me. Like, that is, honest to God, I would rather someone tie me to a cross and shoot me in the head than tickle me in the armpits. I'd be sick. As soon as Lewis tries to tickle me, I actually go into fight mode. I actually can't do it. I'm putting my hands on my armpits, but I can't do it. I hate it.
Quite a few people said about passing out. So someone put pass out in the middle of having sex, ended up having an ambulance out. But so many people said that they've passed out.
Have you ever passed out in general?
Yeah, I passed out at an Ariana Grande concert.
Oh, babe, we know.
I was just so excited. It was such an intimate concert that I was so close to her that I just fully passed out.
I honestly never have understood that, how that's a thing. Like, I see it happening all the time at concerts, and I understand, like, when you're in... like a really crowded environment, you've been queuing for a long time and then you've been like pushed back and forth, but like you've been at an intimate gig.
No, I'm joking about it, but I don't think it was because I love Ariana, but it wasn't because she was so close to me. I don't think I'd eaten, it was very hot, and I think my body just went into
that as well?
Yeah, I wasn't like, I love her, but I wasn't that excited that my body passed out.
I fainted once.
I was gonna say, have you passed out before?
I fainted once, but that's because I did a weed brownie.
Oh my god. After,
the day after I woke up and I went for a wee at the toilet, obviously.
Obviously.
And this is when I lived at my mum's house, and I just stood there and went to wee, and then my eyes started going black. And it felt like someone were cupping my ears, like very slowly going like that. Do you know,
yeah,
you
that's
that
what
it,
yeah.
And then I felt my eyes going and I went really warm. And so I ran downstairs and I'm like, Mum, I'm gonna faint, and then just dropped to the kitchen floor. And then when I woke up, I started being sick.
Do you remember how long you were out for? Like,
it weren't long at all. Like, literally was not long. I probably, by the time I'd hit the floor, the hit of me hitting the floor woke me back up.
Yeah, I think I was only out for like 2 seconds. Like, I don't think it was long at all.
It's very horrible though, that I hate the thought of. It's the feeling of before. Do you know what I mean?
I think I went down very quickly. I also get the ick about myself thinking about me fainting.
I'd love
but, like,
to see you faint.
It was the worst thing.
In a crowd of girls with big oversized hoodies on and knee-high boots, just you dropping to the ground.
I just remember this mum picking me up, and then I was sat with the ambulance people. That's all I remember. It was awful.
Yeah.
This is actually my worst nightmare. Like, I've actually thought about this many times this happening. The condom came off inside me and he put his whole hand up there to get it out.
Why would he just think... Oh.
The thought of the condom coming off inside me, no, absolutely not.
You'd be able to get it out, though.
Yeah, you can get it out, but no.
No.
But, like, I don't know if it can go so far up that it gets stuck, I don't know.
It probably could. But then
that's
again...
That's what I mean. And then having to fish it out after. Like, imagine, I just put, 2 seconds,
My favourite thing in the world is, it's not a condom getting stuck inside someone, but do you know the, what are they called? The little cups when you're on your period.
Menstrual
cups.
Cups.
Zoella talking about how she got a menstrual cup stuck inside her.
I never watched it.
Had to, like, fish it out.
Yeah.
That honestly was like a moment in YouTube that I'll just never forget. Like, the most iconic fucking segment in a vlog ever is Zoella talking about Alfie having to fish out a fucking menstrual cup from her vagina.
I don't really know what
menstrual
cup is, to be honest. I think it just catches the blood. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's like a little suction cup thing. Like a little, it looks like a, just like a shot glass, but instead of squared at the bottom, it's like round, and you like snip it.
I
like
how you know
and
one
put
looks
it
like
in, and then when you let go inside, it then blocks the hole and catches the blood. So then you literally just put your two fingers back in, squeeze it again to pull it back out, and then it's like a little shot of blood.
Just a little shot.
Well, it's not like little. It's like probably like a shot glass size, but silicone.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be using one of those anytime soon. But
they're meant to be really good for environment though, which obviously you don't just wash it and then use it again. You put it in your dishwasher. You actually do dishwasher safe.
Imagine Freya cleaning out my dishwasher and she's got a little period card.
You'd probably get one, use it and then throw it away, then buy a new one and then use it and then throw it away in order to try and save the planet, and then this bitch is throwing it all away every time.
Don't know what you're on about, I'd never do that. This is too much. Got fingered after eating some spicy chips without him washing his hands.
Ooh, bloody hell.
That would really...
Do you know what is horrible? Like, menthol lubes. Like, I do not understand why some lubes, like, do you know the tingling lubes and stuff?
Yeah.
They have menthol in them. And I don't understand...
Why?
I used, like, a one of them sensation lubes, you know what, like, I meant to be tingly and stuff. Oh, my God, it burned both parts of my body that just don't need to be burning. It was horrible. Like, I literally was like, ooh, and I literally ran to the bathroom and had to wash. Because I'm like, this is not... And I can't imagine it being nice in someone's vagina either.
No, I wouldn't. Definitely would not want that at all.
Not nice.
I don't really like that flavoured stuff. It all just a bit like...
Throws your pH.
It just throws your pH levels off.
It is your pH, right? I was like, blood.
Yeah. No, pH levels.
PV levels.
Quite a few people have said they've been sick on someone when giving them head.
Oh.
Which apparently is quite a common occurrence.
I can see that being common.
I feel like when you're drunk, especially.
I can see that being common, but...
And that sensation when you're drunk already.
Yeah, I feel like before I'm sick, know that I'm going to be sick, so I can like... And then stop being sick.
I feel like as soon as I know I'm going to be sick, though, it comes instantly. Like, it's not a feeling, it's just like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
Is this your little confession, then? Is this what you've submitted?
No, I can confirm I've never thrown up when given head. This is very icky. He laid on top of me, twitched 5 times, nutted in 32 seconds, rolled on his back, lit above his head and farted.
I hate that someone says twitched 5 times.
What, in 32 seconds, like she was counting?
Twitched. I actually just don't understand. It's the way she's written that. Like, she's written it as though it's a dog. Like, this sounds like something a Labrador would do. Like, in a dream, like, when a dog's running, like, twitched 5 times, rolled over onto its back, then farted.
Ew, that could be real bad ick. If I was there for someone, and... Not them, that if they, after they finished, just rolled over onto their back and then started doing that with their... No.
Absolutely not, no. Oh, someone said, I got a vibrator stuck up my ass. Had to deal with it the next day, so I literally just laid there vibrating.
Shut up!
Imagine going to sleep just like...
Surely not.
I wouldn't be able to sleep. I
wouldn't feel safe going to sleep with that in my ass.
Someone said, he made me use mouthwash after going down on him before he'd kiss me again. I think that's the dumbest thing in the world.
Odd.
Like, that is genuinely the dumbest thing.
That is very, very odd.
I feel like that's a common thing, though. Like, I feel like...
I've definitely heard that before. Yeah, I don't know if it's someone's, like, told me an actual story, or I've definitely heard that.
I feel like I heard it a lot when I was, like, in school, like, when I was younger. But I feel like as you grow up and stuff, you just think, really... Like, the other day, I went to use Lewis's toothbrush, and I thought, oh, maybe I won't. And then I literally thought to myself, I've licked the boy's bubble.
Byron. This girl just put, he was selfish. That's enough of a horror story for me.
I think boys are selfish. Like, I actually think they are.
But the thing is, on a one-night stand, if you're on about in that sense, I think it's fair game to be selfish.
Oh yeah, but I feel like that.
But in general,
like,
I think boys are selfish. I will be honest.
I think that is true, but then I also think if you're going into a one night stand and come away thinking, "Oh my God, he was so selfish," or "They were so selfish," then like, what were you going into it for?
Yeah, I know. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I think you go into a one night stand just to have sex and that's it. But if you're actually like with someone, then speak to them about that.
Yeah. What's it called? Sex positivity amongst relationships and people you are dating is key. Boom. Mic drop.
This is a very interesting one. So we was going at it and he casually asked me to shit on his chest and smear it all over him.
Oh dearie me, that is too far for me.
I know it's quite common that people like to be pissed on. And that whole thing, and like, not something that I've personally gone into.
No, I think I actually do draw the line at like poo and sick and stuff like that is too far for me.
Anything like that
is just way too far.
I know you can't knock anything until you tried it, but I think that's one
you
thing
can.
I definitely cannot.
I'm knocking that before I'm trying it.
I'm not trying that.
There's absolutely no way. Poo in general and sick in general.
I think I'd even leave sexual, because of the smell.
Oh yeah, no. Could not. Couldn't be me. Like,
no,
yeah.
Never. I actually could not. Like, thinking about it, I really could not.
Gross. I mean, each to their own. Not going to say gross, actually. I'm going to retract that. But me personally, not fun. And if I were in a situation where someone asked me to do that, I'd be caught so off guard that I probably would just laugh and think they were joking.
I'd just be like, what?
Like, imagine your partner turns around and is like, oh, like, in the moment, like, shit on me. I'd laugh. I would, like, if I'm thinking of my circumstances now, I've literally been with Lewis however long. If he turned and said that to me and we were in all seriousness, I wouldn't for 1 second believe that he were being serious.
Would you just laugh?
I'd just laugh. Like, yeah, I would not think he would be serious at all. Ew. And then if he were like, I'm serious, I'd be like, no.
Byron's lying to all he's done anyway.
No, I have not. I absolutely
cut
have
that
not.
Out. Anywhere
else. I can admit to other things, but that I'm saying, confirming, and shutting all the rumours down that is not correct. Never has happened, never will, babe. And if it does, I'm sure I'll tell you about it, because it'll probably be accidental, so that will make for a great story.
Quite a lot of people as well said that their boyfriend's penis broke inside them.
Yeah, I did see a lot of that, but I don't know if they mean like a snapped banjo, or they mean like an actual penis break. Do you know what I mean?
But, right, so I was talking to Callum about this the other day.
Okay. Should we get Callum on and ask him?
Can't say why, but we were talking about a story, and when you say snapped banjo,
yeah,
is that just a little bit on the end?
That's a little bit like on the back side of the bell end.
And then if that snaps, what happens?
Well, nothing, it's just really painful.
Oh, but then, do you reckon that's what they mean then?
It heals.
Well, yeah. But surely
it's very common. Like, it's very common for boys' banjos to snap. I don't know how common it is for someone's penis to break. Do you know what I mean?
Could your penis break?
Well, I remember seeing like an article in the newspaper or something once saying that a man broke his penis. But then I don't know.
But like snapped in half.
Well, I don't know if like I don't. I'm not a bloody scientist.
But penises have like.
I don't think there is a penis bone.
That's what I was going to say. There's not. Is there?
It's all muscle, I'm sure. I don't know, actually. I don't know. It's not a bone. It's not definitely not a bone.
Yeah, it's not a bone, because...
It's not a bone.
Grows.
Yeah,
it's
not
a
bone.
I don't know what it is.
Even with a penis, I don't know how to answer that, so...
So that's it. So maybe they just mean something.
Maybe
like
we
a lot
should
of
do
people.
Some research before we do anything.
I think I actually should do some research.
Maybe, what if people are actually learning information from our podcast? I listen to people's podcasts and I take things that they say as facts and I go away and tell other people. What if people do that with our podcast? What if people do that with our podcast?
You, like,
don't listen to anything we've said. Just listen to it, enjoy it, and then dispose of the information. Is anyone traumatised? I am, in fact, traumatised. If you could have heard some of the ones that me and Anna were reading off camera and off mic, you would also be questioning a lot right now. So hopefully there were no parents in the room. Hopefully we didn't, like, scare anyone. But you guys are saucy little buggers, I tell you that now. Anyway, it's now part of the podcast that we do, or try and do it every single time. Did realise we didn't do it with Jazz and Soph, which is great.
My God, we
could have got some real good inspiration from theirs. Because it's kiss and tell again.
Woo!
And I don't even know why Anna says woo every single time, because it gets even more disappointing as the weeks go on.
I think mine's very good this week.
When we started doing this, I really thought, oh my God, this is such a good segment. I'm going to have so many
things.
I think
it's a really good segment. I think it's practical items.
Okay, babe, fire away. Turn the light on.
A light bulb this week, because... So I have this lamp in the living room that I've needed a bulb for a while now. And then the other day I was just like, oh shit, I need to order a bulb. So I went on Amazon and I saw this bulb that you can connect to your Alexa. It was $8.99, so nice, cheap and cheerful. And it can go 60 million colours. And I'm actually not lying when I say that. It says that on the box.
I think that's incorrect. How do they know?
Because
who's counted all 60 million?
Well, I don't know, but whoever's job that was, I don't want that job. But look, there's there is 60 million colour options choices.
What Anna's currently showing me in front of her is an app on her phone with like a hue wheel, like a...
Yeah.
So you can... It's literally... But how do they know there's 60 million different shades of... Literally you can turn any shade...
And any brightness, and then you can dim it, you can do all these different things. It's actually not on right now, so I can't do it, but... It's a very good lamp.
I have a lamp in my bedroom.
No way.
But the bulb isn't like I can turn it on and off by saying Alexa, turn on my light.
Is it not a colour one?
But it's not the bulb, it's the plug that the lamp's plugged into.
Oh, so you've got an Alexa plug.
Yeah, I've got an Alexa plug. Because I didn't realise that you could just plug any bulb into the thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get one for my TV, so I can say Alexa, turn on my TV.
Oh my God, I should put the plug... into the TV and then get one of those bulbs and do it that way around.
Yeah.
That would be more beneficial.
I want my whole house or my whole apartment to be very
modern.
Very modern. Very
up tech, high tech.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen Monsters? No. Love, Sex and Robots, is that what it's called?
No, because have I watched anything?
There's an episode on there where all the smart devices turn against the person in the house. So do you know when your light bulb's trying to murder you?
Imagine.
Don't come for me. When you're living in this high-tech world and someone hacks the system and turns everything against you, I will not be coming to your rescue.
I remember there was once, me and Haz were in the apartment. We were in Haz's when you and Haz lived together. And were you at Lewis's? And you started playing that song.
I was playing Tiptoe Through the Window.
It was fucking terrifying.
Alexa.
Yeah, me and Haz just started, we're like, what is that? I'm like, oh, Byron must be home. And we're going, Byron, and then it stopped, and then it comes back on.
Oh, you were my Alexa in my room, weren't you?
Yeah, and then it come back on, and we absolutely shut ourselves. Because and then obviously we clicked because it was you.
I didn't realise you can actually, once having paired an Alexa to the Alexa app, not when you do it through Bluetooth, but once it's paired through the app, you can play it from wherever you are.
Well, that's very scary.
Because Lewis's mum... accidentally connected. Lewis's Alexa used to be the one in the house, and he took it to uni with him, and his mum started playing stuff through it without realising, and Lewis was like, what the hell is going off? And he was his mum, but she didn't realise that it was happening.
It's very clever, but it's also very freaky, because that song when you're at home alone.
Yeah, I can imagine that's quite spooky. That's why I did it. That's a little fun little adrenaline rush, you know what I mean? Bye.
So what's your kiss and tell for this week?
My kiss and tell is not quite a light bulb. It's a lot bigger than a light bulb. It's a lot wider than a light bulb. It's a lot heavier than a light bulb. She's a cute little ladybug. But she's a mammoth, of course. It is my wardrobe. My wardrobe, after months, is being delivered this week. I do have like fitted wardrobes in my apartment, but I just have a ridiculous amount of clothes. It's nothing of any value. I don't have any nice pieces that I'm like... All these people that have, like, wardrobes that I'm taking inspiration from, like Molly May, Mamoru Mitchell, they all have, like, luxury clothes that they want to, like, put on display and, like, all this stuff. I don't have any of that. It'll just be, like, a regular Boo Boo Man and ASOS. Like, I don't have anything nice going in the wardrobe.
Yeah, but it's still nice to have, like, a...
Yeah, I just want...
display of all the clothes and stuff.
I feel like... I like planning my outfits and I like... all this stuff. I love fashion, but the one thing that really hinders me is I need to be able to see it all to be able to like do it. So when everything's in my wardrobe and it's all just crammed in and there's not enough room, I can't really see what I'm working with. And I know it's the biggest first world problem in the world, but I just thought, you know what, fuck it, I've got a spare room.
Yeah, but I actually hope you utilize it this time, because
I will.
Byron's old wardrobe,
but again, closed off, too full. There's no organisation to it because it's too full. You can tidy it and make it look somewhat neat, but there's still not enough room. And also, currently...
That's my size wardrobe and mine's very organised.
Because, babe, your clothes are tiny.
So are yours.
No, if we packed
size,
a suitcase... No, men's clothes. I said this, I don't know who I was speaking to. Me and Freya, when she borrowed my little suitcase when you went on holiday... I packed that and got like 3 outfits in there. She packed like 8 outfits. Because I think girls...
I know what you mean. It's in like thin tops compared
like
to like
girls' t-shirts and stuff and like jeans and everything. Like my trousers, like my Dickies trousers, they're quite thick. So once you fold them up, they like... I don't know what it is.
So basically,
if
Byron
we had to
used to chuck
players.
All of his clothes on the floor, and then he'd need to find this one vest top or this one top, and he'd open the wardrobe
that
door.
Was it old me?
And it was all over the floor, and he'd pick it out and go, "Oh, here it is."
And guess what? Guess what, babe? That spare room currently is that in the form of a room,
yeah,
not just a wardrobe.
I actually haven't opened that door.
So I'm very, very excited to have it all nice and organised. And like, I'm more excited, basically. I don't have any pull-out drawers in my apartment because I got it completely unfurnished. And I knew I wanted to put a wardrobe in that room. So I didn't get like chest of drawers. I didn't buy anything like that. So all my pants and socks since August are just in a cardboard box.
Oh.
In my wardrobe.
That's good.
So like, it's very annoying when it comes to like finding socks and trying to find pairs. It's just gonna make my life easier. Like all my like filming stuff and all my phone cases, and all my pens and bits of stationery. I've got a box of phone cases that I can't use currently because it's all in a big fat juicy box full of sunglasses, full of hats.
So
once everything's in drawers, I'm gonna have like a phone drawer with like wires. Like charger wires and earphones. I'm gonna have a drawer for my pants and socks. I'm gonna have a drawer for like my books and my stationery. And I've got 19 million notepads that I can't part with for some reason. And then I'm gonna have like a little bit for my shoes because all my shoes currently are just all on my carpet.
It's gonna be lovely.
It's gonna be real
and
nice.
You
it's
guys
gonna...
can probably watch him build it in a video because I'm sure he's gonna. You're definitely
going to
film it.
Don't know if I will.
You're joking, that you definitely should.
I potentially might, but also at the same time...
You should do time lapses.
Do people, like, it's
yeah,
very boring.
Do.
It's not like
it's
going to be like the B-Tech version of like what... It's like what you went on Wish and saw Molly Mae's wardrobe, clicked to order, and then got mine. Like, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be like...
But it's very satisfying watching, like...
An IKEA build.
Yeah. I feel like you should time-lapse it. You'd thank yourself for a nice little weekly vlog.
Maybe. Maybe, actually. It might be quite stressful, though. I don't know how I'm going to do it on my own.
Are you building it yourself?
Mm.
Well, that's very silly.
Well, Lewis is at uni. Who's going to build it with me?
I'll come and help you build it, but that's
how
very...
tall are you, babe?
Babe, I can still build. I built my wardrobe at home.
The only thing that I think is going to make it difficult is...
It's going to be very... You have to build it standard up.
I'm not. I got a different one. I got the smaller version.
Is
remember.
It still...
We'll both
you...
push it up. Oh, we'll both build it flat. Yeah, if you want to come over Thursday and help me build the wardrobe, that could be quite delicious.
Yeah, gosh, I'm getting my eyebrows done and my eyelashes done. They're not going round.
Oh, beauty queen. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is my kiss and tell of the week. I'll let you know how it goes. I probably will hate it once I start building it and realise halfway through that I've put the wrong piece in the wrong place and have to rebuild it all. But yeah, maybe I'll... I don't know. I feel like if I was the type of bitch to have like nice things... to like showcase. I looked, like I saw Becca has like lights in her wardrobe.
Oh
and
yeah,
I thought,
I really want lights.
Do I get
so
lights?
Nice.
But then I thought...
Just get some strip lights from Amazon for like £8. That'll be our next week's kiss and
tell.
To
highlight my 12 Boohoo Man hoodies.
Yeah.
And the same pair of Doc Martens shoes and Air Force that I wear every single day.
Yeah, I've got to show some appreciation for the clothes.
Babe, I fucking love my clothes, but it's nothing. Like, it's... I'm like, imagine walking into Kylie Jenner's wardrobe and seeing my clothes in there. Like, yeah, the wardrobe's cute and fun, but like, is it star standing and amazing? No. The value is probably like 20 quid all in. Anyway, babes, we hope you've enjoyed this ramble of an episode. We're potentially going to watch James Bond.
Yeah, I don't know what we've spoken about, to be honest. It's all been a bit of a blur.
We've said that every time.
But I hope you've enjoyed us chatting shit for another 40 minutes.
By the time this episode comes out, a few episodes of Anna's little reality TV appearance.
Yeah,
will...
please can you actually watch it and support me because I'm shit in my pants.
Yeah, please, everyone. I don't know if there's a voting system or anything.
Yeah, you can comment and like get me to do stuff and like whatever the comments say, they'll let me do.
Ooh,
so don't make me do anything silly because I'm very nervous. But
well, if you see my comments on the Foot Asylum videos,
give
them a thumbs up because I'll think of some horrible things that Anna needs to do, and I need your support on making her do them. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.